Thank you, Ian. We've now reached our last set of news items. What do we have for you? A real mixed bag, in fact, including a large donation to charity from Roys of Wroxham, public loos, which you can only access by knowing a secret passcode, and the extraordinary work of a diligent postman. A retailer has donated thousands of pounds to good causes, thanks to the support of its customers and staff. Roy's has donated £44,462 in 2025 to charities and community organisations across East Anglia, supporting 315 groups through a mix of fundraising efforts. Ed Roy, Managing Director, said, "We are incredibly grateful to our customers and colleagues whose support has made all of this possible. Every bag purchased, every donation, and every act of generosity has contributed to helping local charities and good causes thrive. Seeing the positive impact across our communities is truly inspiring, and we look forward to continuing this work in the years ahead." The funds were raised through a range of schemes, including a 10p donation from each carrier bag sold, contributions through the Making a Difference Locally Fund, and other in-store initiatives. Selected charities also benefited from in-store collections, with each Roy's store choosing its own Charity of the Year, often based on personal connections to staff. A portion of carrier bag sales was donated directly to these chosen charities.
Visitors to Norwich's trendy new shopping district have been left struggling to find somewhere to spend a penny after its public toilets were locked due to bad behaviour. A keypad has been installed on the St Saviour's Yard facilities, the city's new container village based in the former Anglia Square car park. Now, those wishing to use the toilets there have to ask traders for a secret code to do so. Norwich City Council has spent at least £63,000 on upgrading the sewer connection for the toilets, as refurbishing the facilities was a key requirement for granting the planning application. However, people have complained there is not enough signage alerting them to the fact they need a code, leaving them wondering why the toilets have been shuttered. Carly Harper, Cabinet Member for Major Projects, said a keypad lock had been installed to deter antisocial behaviour, but added customers could gain access by simply asking the site manager or traders for the code. When challenged further, Ms Harper said that the antisocial behaviour had been quite serious, and that is why we've regrettably had to install a digital keypad lock.
Wooden fences at a beauty spot on the outskirts of the city have been tidied up as part of a two-day mission led by a volunteer group. A variety of clearing and repair works have been carried out at Marston Marshes by Norwich Fringe Project. The group spent 2 days at the 64-acre site, which is managed by Norwich City Council, making structural repairs on sections of fencing. Rotten sections of wood surrounding a kissing gate were replaced with a safer structure. A run of new line posts was knocked in, and damaged wire fencing was repaired. A spokesman for the Norwich Fringe Project said, "It was a brilliant couple of days' work by our wonderful volunteers to keep this popular site at its best."
The examination into controversial plans for miles of pylons through the Norfolk and Suffolk countryside has begun. Planning Inspector Susan Hunt opened the public examination into National Grid's plans for the Norwich to Tilbury scheme in Ipswich on February the 10th. The scheme would see more than 100 miles of pylons carrying electricity generated off the Norfolk coast from Dunstan, near Norwich, to Tilbury in Essex. National Grid says it would power some 6 million homes and businesses. But critics, including parish councils, Norfolk and Suffolk County Councils, and the Essex-Suffolk-Norfolk Pylons Action Group, say the plans will ruin the countryside in areas around Diss and the Waveney Valley. They have said that the pylons should be buried or travel beneath the sea, which National Grid says would be too costly. The examination process, including the public hearings, is likely to last up to 6 months. The inspectorate will then make a recommendation to Energy Secretary Ed Miliband, who will have the final say.
Norfolk, the county that is supposedly winning the battle against thieves, has seen a significant surge in shoplifting. Data released by the Office for National Statistics revealed that reports of yobs grabbing goods have increased to 6,186, up a whopping 13% on last year's stats. Previously, Paul Sanford, Norfolk Constabulary's chief constable, said the force had a zero-tolerance approach to shoplifting in the county. But now, the chief once thought the poster boy for cracking down on thieves has been left red-faced. A spokesman for the force said the numbers, while alarming, reflect the improved reporting from businesses affected by the crime. The increase in shoplifting is a national trend. However, it's important to note in Norfolk that the rate of increase is slowing, with previous ONS data for the 12-month ending June 2025 showing shoplifting was up by 22.5%. These figures reflect improved reporting and enforcement. Operation Focus has created thousands of extra hours of policing in areas reporting high volumes of retail crime. Officers have also been working closely with businesses to encourage them to report offences and target prolific offenders.
City Hall has ruled out feeding contraceptives to pigeons at the market to curb their growing population. Officials have been forced to scrap their pill plan after an investigation found that the method is not currently licensed in the UK. But the council has not given up on the idea and is currently exploring other birth control options. One possible solution being explored is egg swapping, which would involve switching eggs with fake eggs.
A chance encounter led to a heartwarming story that would not be out of place in a cosy TV drama. Linda and Jim Oliver from Norwich were able to repay a small act of kindness by a stranger, thanks to the ingenuity of a Norfolk postman. The couple's adventure started when they were walking through the picturesque village of Brampton near Aylsham and decided to stop at a bench for a rest. They started chatting with one of the villagers and, taken by his kindness, wrote him a thank you letter when they returned home. But they couldn't remember his name or address. Despite the envelope only giving the stranger's dog's name and a vague description of where he lived, a diligent postman managed to deliver it to the right home, sparking a new friendship between the couple and the man.